Well, very happy to have with us now for our alumni spotlight segment, Dan Fike, former Browns offensive lineman. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Of course, you played for the Browns 1985 to 1992 after some time with the Jets, who drafted you, and then finished your career with the Steelers. But obviously the largest part of your career with the Browns, and you remain in Northeast Ohio. Let's go back to that time and just tell me, what are some of the favorite memories, some of the things that stay with you to this day about your playing days?
Cleveland was a great experience for me. I mean, I came in from the USFL after playing one season. I was doing back-to-back seasons my first year in 85. I met guys like, you know, Hanford Dixon, Mike Babb, Cody Risen. Bernie and I came in the same year, and on the defense you had Clay Matthews and Big Daddy Carl Hairston. Just a whole plethora of guys out there that just had unique attitudes and abilities. And, you know, the years of playing were, for me, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We fought. We bled. We cried. You know, there was countless times out during training camp. You know, there was, you know, plenty of skirmishes, and everybody was throwing punches and – Yeah, but it was my time here was, you know, one of those things. You know, people ask me because of all the surgeries I've had, and they go, "Would you do it all over again?" I said, "Absolutely, as long as I'm playing with the same guys."
Yeah, I mean, you talk about that. It does. It definitely was a time of great camaraderie. It just every time I talk about that era with guys like Bernie and Hanford, that's the feedback you get. Success breeds that, obviously, but I don't know any area on the team that it starts, say, stronger than the O-line. It seems like your group in particular, you mentioned Cody Risen and others, your group in particular, that bond forms and is infectious throughout the team.
Yeah, we had a great group. I mean, we all worked hard as a line, as a unit. You know, I always attribute offensive linemen are like your hand. You know, you got four fingers and a thumb, and they all work independently, but you also work as a unit, you know, to go out and achieve a goal. And everybody on that line had their own little, you know, issues or little things that were going on that we could we always teased each other about. But, you know, when it came down to it, when you got on the field, you know, you were going to go out there and get your job done. And you know, if we didn't do our job, the team wasn't going to win.
And, you know, when you think about, too, the position that you played mostly at the guard spot, right? I mean, you were a guy who was big enough to – you know, play tackle 6'7", and it's not unlike, I know, the Browns drafting Ryan Miller, a 6'7" guy who's projected as a guard. But what's the key to making that work when your physique is maybe more of a guy who could play on the outside?
I had to make sure that my technique was very sound, because I was going against, most of the time I was going against players that were shorter than myself. Leverage factor at that point, you know, they had an edge against me with leverage. So I had to make sure my technique was sound. I kept my legs bent, not bending over at the waist. And I studied film a lot, and I learned the player I was going up against so that when I got in a game, I knew what their moves were. I know if he cheated one way or the other, I knew what was coming. I'd also watch linebackers moving around, because linebackers always give it away when they want to blitz. You know, they're like a rabid dog out there. They want to come up there and just, you know, go for that bone and go for the quarterback or the ball, and they would always give it away. So I studied my opponents very well. But as far as my being 6'7", like I said, I had a lot of guys that were shorter that I went against. I just had to make sure I was technique sound and kept my legs bent a lot. And I had to make sure I stayed lower, as low as I could get, and still function.
Who are some of those guys, now that you think back to the great study that you did, who presented the greatest challenge, you know, linebackers, who defenders in general? I mean, who comes to mind to you of somebody that you really kind of played that chess game with and found it the most challenging?
I got to do that every day in practice. I was going against Big Daddy Carl Hairston. Go Bob, you know, Bob Golic. And then one of the unsung guys that we practiced against and played for the Browns was Dave Pizzulli. You know, if you look at him, you know, Dave was a very, very, you know, he's a short defensive lineman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to go against the short guys in practice. I never went against anybody my size in a game. I was always practicing against guys that I was going to see, you know, help me out, because the guys I was practicing against were the guy with the same kind of body types that I was going to see in the actual games. So I was fortunate enough to have different people to work against in practice that helped me get ready to play the game. It was like going out in a game was easy.
And then, so on the opposition side, who were some of the ones that jumped out at you again, who gave you the biggest?
It wasn't the ones that jumped out. It was like, you know, you get a guy like a Howie Long.
Okay.
You know, it lined up at you. He's not a little, he's just a few inches shorter than I am.
Yeah.
But he was so explosive off the ball. And he was so quick. And I'm sitting there looking at him. You can see his eyes. And they were just like, you know, he was just like shaking. You know, he's like all pumped up and geeked up like he was on speed or something. You know, but, you know, you're sitting there looking out there like breathing hard. And they're like, I'm going to rip your head off. And I'm like, nah, chill out. I'm going to take care of you on this one anyway. You know, I just didn't worry about it. I went against the Reggie Whites.
Yeah.
I went against the Refrigerator Perry.
Sure.
I went against McMichaels and Hampton and, you know, Dents and all of those guys. And it was just, for me, another day at work.
All about the attitude.
The attitude, knowing you're not going to get beat. I'm confident in my skills and just go out there and keep them away from the quarterback.
Dan Fike, former Browns offensive guard, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's talk about Bernie Kosar. Just having him as a quarterback, having him as the orchestra, as the maestro to this orchestra. What was that like? And what were some of the things that were uniquely Bernie to the O-line, to what you guys had to do?
For Bernie, we had one thing, and that was keep him clean. Keep him clean. If number 19 walked off the field and his jersey wasn't dirty, we knew we were probably going to win the game. You know, keep Bernie clean. You know, it's good to be the king. He was the king, but we had to keep him clean. And
sure.
Even if it took 5 seconds, you know, we didn't want him running. You know, we didn't want him to try and scramble.
Sure.
And it wasn't a pretty sight. You know, it just we wanted Bernie to sit in the pocket and pick teams apart and audibleize, get us into better plays, use his mind, use his feet, and use his arm. And we knew as long as we kept him clean, we were going to be in good shape.
And this is a guy who always prided himself as that commander. I mean, I know he was popular, well-liked, but he was demanding. And like you said, keeping him clean was not just a mandate that came from the head coach or from the coaching staff. That came from the big guy.
I mean, there were certain times he'd get in the huddle. You know, we knew what we always sort of had, you know, you'd watch enough film and you know in certain downs and distances what another team's going to do. And we'd have what we call a check with me play, you know, two different plays called. And he says, guys, if I check to this one, give me a little extra time because it's a home run, you know. And it's just, you know, give him a little extra time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't get a home run, you don't get a touchdown, you got to do whatever you can to make sure it's going to happen.
Now, Dan, talking about what you're doing today, your wife owns a party rental business, party equipment rental business, and I know you joked off air about this with us, calling yourself kind of the human billboard. But talk about your role and what you're doing.
The company was started the year we retired in '94. It's called Let's Entertain Party Rental. Everything you need for a backyard parties or indoors: tents, tables, chairs, dishes, glasses, china. And I've always enjoyed getting out and talking to people and schmoozing and. You know, doing PR and visiting with stuff and doing public speaking engagements. And that kind of is what I'm doing, you know, with the company. Is I just go out and say, hey, how you doing? And I just visit. And, you know, it's just you meet people every day.
Sure.
You know, they say, well, what are you doing these days? And I say, well, my wife's got this company and this is the name of it and this is what they do. And, you know, they take that information and call.
And what a great calling card, of course, for you, your Browns career, your time with this team, because it's the instant icebreaker, and everybody wants to know, they want to hear the great stories as you share with us about your time as a player, but I'm sure they want to know, okay, what do you think about the O-linemen that this team drafted this year? And there were a couple interesting ones with Mitchell Schwartz, the second-round pick that they picked from Cal at offensive tackle. And I mentioned Ryan Miller earlier, again, a guard at 6'7", listed at 321 from Colorado. So what are your thoughts as you kind of see those guys and hear people ask you those questions?
Well, looking over the draft, I think the we drafted for positions that we needed some help in. And, you know, all the great teams, if you watch, you know, any team that it's worth their salt, every year or is going to draft or needs to draft linemen, you know, because that's if you don't have the line, you're not going anywhere. You got to have the linemen, you know, you got to have a quarterback, got to have receivers. We drafted a great running back from my old hometown of Pensacola.
There you go.
And, you know, you have to have, like I said, the defensive lineman and stop the run. The linebackers can fly around and make tackles. And you have to have corners and safeties back there to keep these high-powered quarterbacks from throwing it down the field on you.
No doubt. Great stuff, Dan. We really appreciate you taking the time to stop by and join us here.
No, I appreciate it, Vic.
He is Dan Fike, former Browns offensive guard, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.